All of a Winter's Night, written by Phil Rickman and read by Emma Powell. Okay, look, Jane wavered in the doorway. I know you're out early in the morning and everything, but if I don't tell you and then it turns out something bad's happened. Age 19 now, a woman. Dear God, how did that happen? Merrily pulled the duvet around her shoulders. There were still times when Jane wouldn't get a proper night's sleep if she didn't take a piece out of yours. It's the churchyard. Somebody's in there. And not exactly unusual to find people in the churchyard at night, even in winter. And on a Friday night, men walking home from the pub caught short. Just occasionally, some recently bereaved person who couldn't sleep, too British to weep publicly in daylight, would be seen talking to the dead, in which case... She scrabbled for the bedside lamp. Mum, no, don't put another light on, they might... They? I heard it, but I couldn't see much from my window, so I went down to the east wing. Their name for the furthest bedroom, the one that overlooked a corner of the churchyard. Unused for years, one of them would venture up there every couple of months to bring down the cobwebs. There seems to be a lamp on the ground or a grave. Not moving anyway, except the light goes in and out like someone's walking across it. But that might have been the fog. Managed to get the window open and there was this kind of slapping, like boots in mud, suggesting a few of them. What, grave robbers? I was thinking more like a bunch of kids holding a séance or something. Merrily sighed. It was not unknown. Also vandalism. Gravestones pushed over in a show of drunken strength. What's the time? Not sure. Gone midnight. Like I say, it could be nothing. Just thought you should know. Merrily was feeling for the old grey fleece she'd been wearing instead of a dressing gown, her eyes refocusing. She'd thought Jane was in her bathrobe, but now she saw it was the parka. Have you been out? Not yet. Well, don't. Merrily, swinging her feet to her slippers on the rag rug, padding over to the wardrobe, reaching inside for her jeans as Jane came hesitantly to the point. I think it's near Aidan Lloyd's grave. Oh, today's funeral, or maybe yesterday's by now. How near? Very near. And she'd know. For Jane, it was a grave too far. Aidan Lloyd, killed in a road accident, was their nearest neighbour now, not far over the wall separating the apple trees in the vicarage garden from the apple trees in the churchyard. When they'd first moved here, there'd been more trees and bushes, even an area of mown grass. Then new stones had come shouldering in. The dead of Ledwardine were crowding them. Jane didn't like that.